He's just coming up to 11:40 on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, I'm joined in the studio by a Japanese band. They are a three-piece Japanese band. You're going to be absolutely blown away. They're over here doing a tour at the moment. I'm joined by Jack and also by Justin from More Than Music, who's going to be talking about the band and also what he does over in Japan to sort of get music out there internationally from Japan. So I'm joined by Jack.
Yeah, hello. Hello, Michelle.
Lovely to see you. So the band Same name I have been pronouncing incorrectly. Yep. So tell us the band name.
Yeah, we are the Shamisenists.
Shamisenists.
Yes.
My pronunciation, not bad.
Very good.
Very good. Yeah. Now, we're going to be having live music from you guys in the next few minutes and also some music from the album. Before we do, just going to have a quick word with Justin.
Yeah.
Because you're from More Than Music.
Yes.
So tell us about how you put on this event and what you actually do over in Japan.
Yeah, so honestly, I fell into the music scene through throwing a lot of home parties. We had a lot of people coming through the doors, and I met musicians that way. And just to kind of support them out, like in Tokyo, it's pretty much a pay-to-play system, and a lot of people put out like a couple hundred dollars each time they get on stage usually. So we had a lot of people that were connected to us through the food events that we were doing. So I just tried to organize one, and that's how I got into the scene. Like, I never knew I even liked live music that much until I started doing that. And then I started going to a bunch of shows, ran into these guys, and I don't know, I probably worked with like 150 bands now, like putting on the shows. And we operate mostly out of Tokyo, but we started working with a partner down in Kobe at Bar Alchemy. And the next step is just to kind of start going international. Like, I know a lot of people want to come to England and Europe, America. So
yeah,
this is kind of the start of that.
Excellent. Now, if we, Jack,
yeah,
you are the, are you the lead as such from the band? Are you the lead?
Yeah, I'm the lead of this band, yeah.
Okay, now, can you introduce the other guys as well?
Yeah, let me introduce another shamisen player. He's Yuji. And basically, he played bass shamisen. Actually, we using kind of same instrument, but he uses pedals, you know, effect pedals. And so the sound is going to be more fatter than me. And it's kind of new style in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So traditional meets modern, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And one more guy, he's a great drummer.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, his name is Kyohei.
Yeah. You can tell. You can tell.
Yeah, yeah.
So the instruments, as you said, you're blending traditional Japanese instruments.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So what would this instrument be closest to? Is it sort of a guitar?
Yeah,
or?
It's sort of the, I can say, banjo.
Right.
Yeah, because of the traditional, and this is has only three strings, and we use some very special thing. Unfortunately, this is radio, so but you can find. But this is kind of we can say this particular,
right?
Yeah, it's kind of big pick.
Yeah, it looks like if you know what a wallpaper scraper is at home, that is exactly the, and it's as big as that. What you
that
would take
is
off
perfect image.
It is what you would take wallpaper off. So is the end of that shell?
Yeah. Right. It's turtle shell.
Yeah,
yeah, and plastic holdings. Yep, materials here, and we use this for striking the body.
Yeah.
So it's can be loud, you know. You can imagine, yeah.
Yeah.
Louder sound and more unique sound we have. So, yeah.
And how did you all meet? How long have you been together as a band?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because I met him, Yuji. In social network, it's we call Mixi. Do you know Mixi? It's kind of old Facebook,
yep,
sort of Facebook. And he when he saw my YouTube, yeah, my playing,
mm-hmm,
and he sent me message. Yeah, I like your music, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And after then, maybe after 5 years, I made it to meet him, Kyohei,
yeah,
the drummer. Yeah, and we between us, we have common friend. He, that's his introduce. Yeah, he introduced me.
Yeah,
yeah.
How difficult did you actually grow up to? Have you learned that from being a very young age, or did you start on a guitar? Or
yeah, good question. Actually, no. But this is, you know, this is traditional instrument. Popularly, no, no. Basically, this instrument should be starting from very, very younger generation, generation like 6 years. 6 years, 7 years, something like that. But we are different. I started this instrument from 20 when I when I was 20. Yeah, wow. Yeah. I used to be playing bass and guitar.
Yeah.
But somehow I really wanted start this instrument because I love this sound.
And is it harder to play than guitar or bass?
Yeah.
It looks like it might be.
Yeah, totally different.
Yep.
Yes, so I was struggling for a while how to sound proper sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. And still now I'm struggling. Yeah. Very difficult instrument because, you know, this is fretless.
Yes.
Like a violin.
Yeah.
And we have no do re mi fa sol la si do.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So, right.
Yeah. Basically, this instrument has pentatonic scale.
Yeah.
But, you know, we trying to sound harmony things. Yes. And sometimes I use distortion sound, wow, delay, yes. But I'm enjoying, really, really enjoying to do new thing.
Yeah.
Nobody do now, before, yeah.
We're going to play a track. Now, you are going to play live in a while, which is fantastic. So tell us about, is this the your album?
Yeah, actually, it will be released next month.
Yeah.
No, April. But now, なんとかこのツアーに間に合わせたかったからサンプル版を作りましたって言ってます。このツアーのためにそのミックステープみたいな感じで持ってきました。
So it's going to be fully released in April, but they put this together for the tour, kind of like a pre-release version of
Pre-release version. Yeah.
Okay, and we're going to play. We're going to start off with track two. So tell us about this track.
Yeah. This is called Isola Remota. It's Italian language. I did meet this word on Google. this means isolation island. How can I say? Isolated island.
Isolated.
Yeah, in English. This song, actually, we have the news of this song because particular day today, this going to be on iTunes and Spotify. Today, to the world.
Yeah.
Yes, maybe right now it's available.
Brilliant.
Yeah, you can listen.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the very, very first time to pray.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
wow, that is superb. That is fabulous.
I'm happy to hear that.
That is amazing. That is fantastic. And what a blend of sounds.
Yeah.
It's something really different.
Yes, very different.
So when you're on stage, are you just playing your instrument? Do you play a full drum kit?
Yeah, full drum kit.
And do you have any keyboards or is it just...
No, just three of us.
Yeah.
And in this recording, same as on the stage. Yeah.
And how long did it take you to put this together in the studio?
In studio? Oh, actually it's 3 or 4 days.
Really?
Yeah.
We're quite quick.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I mean, you've obviously rehearsed and written stuff. Mm-hmm. So when you write, do you notate things or do you sort of sit down together and put tunes to...
Yeah, separated. Actually, I'm Jack. I'm the composer.
Mm.
Mainly, some of the songs he wrote.
Yeah.
Yuji. And the feeling of writing moment, it's kind of... I'm singing in my melody in my head.
Yeah.
And I transfer that into the shamisen. It's my natural way. If I grab this instrument and I for making songs, it's gonna be not natural. I don't know why, but melody is first. Yeah.
And you all kind of work together as well as like a team to get the sound.
Yeah. And in the studio, let's do jam session with my idea.
Mm.
And it's improving.
Yeah. Now we're going to hear a little bit live. So you're going to move on to that microphone.
Yeah, cool. Okay.
And we're going to hear them live in the studio. This is, it absolutely sounds incredible. You're going to absolutely love this. What track is this, Jack?
It's also from our latest album. This song is called Hare. Reason why I've chosen this song today because when I got up, I could see the blue sky. It's been a while since last time I saw. Yeah, so I'm kind of left and impression. Yeah, so that's why I've chosen this song. Hare. Hare means clear sky. So please.
Yeah.
And sorry, before playing, can I introduce his instrument?
Yes.
Because this is very unique. これは何という楽器ですか?
This is pandeiro.
This is called pandeiro.
Brazilian instrument.
Right. Yeah, Brazilian instrument.
Okay.
He's gonna play this instead of full drum kit.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Hajime. We'll be right back.
Wow.
Hey! Thank you very much.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you very much.
I have to say, if you're out there, the instruments, they are fretless. So if you imagine a fretless bass, you've got to be an excellent musician to be able to hit it in the right place.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. That is amazing.
Thank you very much.
So you've got your live, you've got a tour here. So you're going to be in, Bristol, where are you?
Right.
Brighton as well.
Yeah,
Brighton.
As well.
Have you been to Brighton before?
No, this is first time.
You love Brighton.
Yes.
Brighton,
I'm
love.
So excited.
And then you're playing, for people here, you're playing in London.
London, yeah, 1st of March.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So have you got support or is it just you guys?
Yeah, support, yep.
Yep.
It's kind of Japanese culture event, so there are two more bands there. It's kind of Japanese pop, J-pop, and one band is called Recycle. They are actually English guys, but they got inspired by Japanese subculture.
Yeah.
So this is gonna be my first time to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
It's I can't wait it. Yeah. So excited. Yeah.
So is this your first time over in the UK?
Actually not. This is my third time, but with this band, it's very first. Yeah.
Yeah. So when people come to the gig, what can they expect from the night?
Actually somebody told me Hope and Anchor, this venue is quite it's kind of historical and legendary part, so I'm so excited about that, and maybe I want to come kind of 100 people coming there and how can I say mash up dancing. I hope it's gonna be crazy night in the world, most crazy night. Yeah.
Excellent. So once you've finished in the UK, are you going back to Japan or are you going, because you've just come from Paris, haven't you?
France. Bretagne, yeah.
So where are you going after the UK?
When? What did you say?
Where are you going, next country?
Next country, come back to Tokyo, and in this summer we'll come back again here in UK and Europe.
Excellent. So all the details for the band are going to be up on the website. As you heard, the album is out today on Spotify. Good luck.
Only one song, actually. Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. Just teasing them.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Teasing,
the musicianship, amazing.
Thank you very much. I'm honored to be here. Yeah.
It's going to be an amazing gig. Absolutely amazing. Something really different as well. We get so used, don't we, Justin, to just hearing the same kind of music.
Oh, yeah, I know. I loved it when I ran into him.
Yeah.
Like, it just took me off my feet the first time I heard him live.
Yeah. Now, we're going to finish on a song. This is track number 8 from the album. So, tell us about this one.
Eight. Hare? Yep. The eight number was just we played.
I want to end.
If you have time, it's going to be happy, for me. Thank you very much. Okay, maybe I can choose this one. Okay, Hearts, number five.
Number five.
Yes.
And tell us about this one.
Yes, これはちょっと日本語で頑張ります。日本語で頑張るっておかしい。これはドライバーのために作った曲です。だから運転するときに楽しんでください。
It's a song that he made for drivers. Something that someone while they're driving their car can enjoy.
Excellent. Thank you very much for coming
in. Thank you very much, Michelle.
Lovely. Fantastic live. And don't forget, all the details will be up on the website and you can go and see the guys in London or if you so happen to get down to Brighton. So here we go. We're going to end on this one.